The total cost of the 18 capital projects is $10,670,000. They come from the two school district bond propositions that failed in this spring's election. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como told the board that voter rejection produced an immediate administration response.
After the bonds failed, I tasked my facilities and maintenance department to go through every project that was on both propositions. I think the key point is that we've identified these priority projects. These are not all the projects that were on the failed bonds. I think that's really important for everybody to understand.
To be on the list, the projects had to involve critical code and life safety, operation safety, failed or failing building systems, and school programmatic deficiencies. Monday evening's unanimously approved major capital projects included an Eagle River High School sewer extension, fire alarm replacement and gymnasium bleacher renewal for West High School, lighting upgrades at College Gate Elementary, auditoria bleacher replacement at South High School, water piping for Hanshoe Middle School, and roof replacement at Creekside Park and Inlet View Elementary Schools. Service High School made the project list three times, all involving its auxiliary or little gym. Assistant Superintendent of Support Services, George Vakalis, said the first project couldn't wait.
We have to address the roof problem right away. The failure of the waterproof integrity of it has deteriorated to such a degree that it caused damage in the walls and in the shower room, etc. That's an immediate need. Otherwise, the facility will continue to deteriorate.
The second Service High project was a renewal of the gym itself, including those shower rooms. The third was to develop a schematic design of the area for an addition and renovation that might eventually house technical training classes. There was also over $1 million for a fire sprinkler system at Aquarian Charter School, but that project will remain on hold until larger building repair and rent issues are decided. Board member Crystal Kennedy said she had mixed thoughts about the school district finding a way to pay for these projects.
I think it's wonderful to be able to come up with about $10 million in interest earnings and then bond balance amounts. To a certain extent, I find it somewhat disingenuous to say that we want to ask the taxpayers to approve some bonded indebtedness for projects that we know we can come up with, if we need to, the money to fund them. I think this is one of the reasons why the public has a hard time sometimes approving bonds.
The district's chief financial officer, Janet Stokesbury, said it was only recently that the administration learned these funds were available. It wasn't a matter of bad accounting, but rather a different interpretation from the municipality's new bond counselor.
Not until mid-March did we actually get a presentation from bond counsel that said that the IRS arbitrage rules that define what bond proceeds is combines bond proceeds, any premium that we had received, and any interest earnings. And so you have to use all three of those funds. And for arbitrage purposes, you have to use it within 3 years.
That means the district not only has the money, it has to spend it all no later than the end of 2010. Some of the money has to be spent by the end of this year. Otherwise, the IRS will take all the earned interest and fine the district as well. Kennedy accepted the explanation. But she also said, and Como agreed, that the district needed to make very certain the public understands just how the $10.5 million for the projects suddenly became available. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.